Today, June 27th, is the feast day of a great bishop and doctor of the church, St. Cyril of Alexandria, born in the year 370 in Alexandria, Egypt, died in the year 444, and he was a great defender of the orthodox teachings of the church, a defender of the truth. He carried on the work of St. Athanasius, and his main opponent was Nestorius. Nestorius was a monk who was the Archbishop of Constantinople, who mistakenly taught that Christ was two persons, a human person and a divine person. Therefore, Nestorius taught that you could not call Mary the Mother of God. You could call her the Mother of Jesus, the Mother of Christ, but he said because Christ was, in his mind, two persons, Mary only gave birth to the human person, not the divine person. So the church had to deal with this heresy, saying that there were two persons in Christ, a human person and a divine person. It actually denied the incarnation. And so this was condemned. And so the church, with St. Athanasius, St. Cyril of Alexandria, established the Council of Ephesus in the year 431 to discuss exactly what Christology was and to try to teach the truth and the orthodox teaching. And so the Holy Spirit inspired Cyril and others to define the teaching that Christ is one person, a divine person, who assumed a human nature. So the teaching of Cyril and the Council of Ephesus is there is one person in Christ, a divine person. He is the eternal Son of God, but he has two natures. He has a human nature and a divine nature. So this divine person assumed a human nature. So Jesus is truly God and truly man. He has a human nature and a divine nature, but he is one person. And that person that Mary gave birth to and that stable in Bethlehem is the Son of God. So the teaching became crystallized and crystal clear that Jesus truly is God, the eternal Son of God. And so because of that, since a woman does not give birth to a nature, she gives birth to a person, and the person that she gave birth to, Jesus, is God, we can call Mary Mother of God. Theotokos, that Greek word that means the God-bearer, the Mother of God. And so this became the official teaching of the church, thanks to the Holy Spirit and the great work of Athanasius and Cyril of Alexandria and others who were able to crystallize the church's teaching that Jesus is a divine person who assumed a human nature, and that the two natures of divinity and humanity are united in the one person of Christ. It's called the hypostatic union, that the two natures are joined in the one person of Christ. So we can truly say that what Thomas the Apostle said when he said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." So Jesus truly is the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. And so since Jesus is God, Mary gave birth to Jesus, we can call her the Mother of God. And we see this in Scripture even when Elizabeth would say, "Who am I that the Mother of my Lord, the Mother of God, should come to me?" We say this 50 times every time we pray the Rosary. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So this teaching on Our Lady is really a Christological teaching so that we get it right when it comes to who Jesus is, that he truly is the Son of God.